and we both have family time scheduled. So that means we're going to try to get as much done as we can, like by Wednesday. And then, you know, we won't be working on it Thursday or Friday, and then hopefully putting the finishing touches and releasing. I mean, hopefully you'll be watching it by this time next week. That is the goal.
Yeah.
And it sucks because we're very into this every 2 weeks thing, and we just got into a situation where there's nothing. And that's why we need to, like, once we kind of get these big obligations out of the way, I think that we're going to get ahead so that we never run into a lull again. And I think, you know, we talk about that all the time, but
we're like, we really are like actually very close to being able to achieve that. I did not believe that before I quit my day job, but I do believe it now. It's just that we're in a situation where, you know, especially you're tied up with like a mega episode, and you know, I'm trying to get things done in 2 weeks that, you know, would be much easier to get done in 3 weeks.
Right. It was beyond our control.
Yeah.
It was beyond our control that the reason that there's no episode today. And I think that this third party controller thing could be like 30 to 40 minutes next week. So that'd be good.
I don't know. I'm going to be keeping my segments as short as possible, but
I think part of
the idea is that it's going to be an easy episode to do, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. I'm feeling inspired for it. So, but you know, it's been so long. You know, I used to have black versions of this, and I saw one of the silver one at the store. It's actually got weird sort of designs for the face buttons. I wonder if they got into trouble for using like too similar to Sony or something. But I used this controller a ton. I mean, this was like my main PS2 controller during like the bulk of its heyday.
And is it used like a 2.4 gigahertz wireless?
Does it say? Or on is the it?
I mean, I don't see like infrared sensors on there.
Oh, it's not infrared. I mean, I mean, that's what it is. It's not infrared. I mean, this is legit, you know.
Now, is that after the release of the Wavebird?
I'm pretty sure they came out after the Wavebird, or, you know,
because the Wavebird was really like kind of a game changer, I think.
Yes, yes. And that was a big part of the reason I wanted this for my PS2.
Right.
And so I used it a ton, but then like I left like alkaline batteries in it, and I had two of them actually. And like at the time I was just like, ugh, yuck, I don't want to clean this up. And so I just like got rid of them, which is probably not the right thing to do, but you know, I was like, yeah, it's not worth the effort.
Right.
So,
So you bought this game, and you don't know anything about it. Oh, I got a $10 donation from Adam Jenkins.
Wow! Says,
here's to the Patreon video log.
Well, thank you.
I know that he's enjoying those. Well, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good keeping on top of those.
Yes, and it's going to be very tough to get one out this week, but we kind of decided we have an unreleased video that.
Oh, yeah.
That I think is going to be,
it has kind of been released before, but it is not, is non-existent.
No, this one's never been released.
Are you sure?
As far as I know, it's never been,
I
don't think it was ever put up.
I thought it was. I don't know. We'll have to sort that out later. I thought it was.
Okay. Well, either way, you know, then if it's unseen by most people, and I think that's going to be this week, because especially since that's already done,
and we'll have to put our editing time into.
Yes, because we have like plenty of other stuff that we need to be worrying about right now. So that kind of gives us, especially with the holiday and the traveling and stuff, we can get that all prepped. So,
Let me.
Yeah, I mean, we've done how many have we done five? We've done five video logs, and they all range between like 20 to 45 minutes. And they're fun. They're like random things. Like this last week, you just like went through all of your third party N64 cartridges. Mm-hmm. And I read through a fanzine that I made with a friend when I was 12. Kind of a big thing with it. Are you starting the game or what?
I'm...
Are you already in the game?
I'm trying to... What happened to Wikipedia's list of PS2 games with alternate display modes?
I don't know.
I just wanted to look up.
I just hold down triangle and
yeah, X, but it's on that's not universal though. No, I'm not seeing it on this list. There is Super Monkey Ball.
I'm not saying that the wiki editors deleted them.
What?
Because they think it's not a database.
Harumph.
Maybe like I wonder if that was something pages. Would be like really would be an interesting thing to do. It's like get that list and make a video out of it.
Yeah.
Say these are all the PS2 games they have alternate video modes.
That's actually an awesome idea. That's like a super awesome idea actually.
And just you don't even have to go through each one. You can just be like, you know, this game has this. Mm-hmm. This game has this. Maybe say like a line about like your thoughts on the game.
Interesting. So this is Traveler's Tales, isn't that the Lego people?
Yeah, and also Sonic 3D Blast.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were around that long. So this is Western developed.
Oh, here we go. So importer just like linked it. So maybe we should.
Yeah, I found that list. That's I mean that's a good idea. Well, the art style is definitely a little different.
So maybe I mean we could probably put this together.
Well, there's a
lot. I mean, it's like a time consuming thing, but really, not that bad.
Probably not.
Just run each game. Like, you know, capture some footage from it. Like, this game has, you know, 480p. This game has 240p. Like, I think that would be...
That'd be, like, an essential reference, basically.
Yeah.
But what if that list is not comprehensive?
Well, we make sure we cross-check it against, like...
Right, but then what about the games that aren't even on the list? You know, like, that might have some...
Well, I mean, we use our vast resources to come up, put together a complete list.
Yeah,
and we could even say, you know, this game like requires this button combination, or this game like progressive scan is run the menu, or this game like defaults to 240p.
I hates sadness almost as much as he loves bananas.
We have never been to PAX. We've never been to any of the PAX. But I mean, that's something we could even do for like other systems too.
Yeah. PS2 could possibly be ambitious to start.
I mean, I feel like that would just be a release. It wouldn't be like an actual like episode. I mean, it could be an episode, but we'd just kind of go through each one. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I think it could be an episode.
Yeah. Might be kind of. It might be long.
Yeah.
Drinking,
but I mean, but we would like capture like everything you would need for it, like as we verify the list,
right? Exactly.
And then you just like,
I mean, it's something we do over time, yeah. Essentially. And you really only need.
Do you remember the story about the four magical monkeys
from each one?
I mean, I do remember when this came out, and I feel like it did not get particularly good reviews, but I, like, was always, like, curious about it.
Yeah, this is like one of those franchises I feel like Sega just like let it get away from them.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about Super Monkey Ball 1 and 2 the other day, and you made a really good analogy where you said that the Super Monkey Ball 2 was kind of like how Katamari went, where they just like lost sight of what made the first one so fun.
And just like added a bunch of gimmicks.
And just stuff. Made it all like complicated and gimmicky. And, you know, they made it bigger and better, but it wasn't better, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, I personally kind of liked 2. I played through the whole story mode back in the day.
Oh, I did too. I liked it, but it's just like, especially if you just like...
It wasn't as pure in like, and simple and arcadey as the original one.
Yeah, like there... I believe every single level in 2 is 60 seconds. There's no 30-second levels, which, you know, the first game was a mix of 30 and 60, which, you know, the every once in a while there'd be a 60-second one that kind of complicated things.
Yeah, I see Retro Graphic Books LLC in the chat is saying GameCube Monkey Ball is really a good game on my top 25 list for sure. Like, it is definitely in the top 25 games. And it was a launch game in the U.S.
This is interesting because the world is not tilting, but I'm in the ball.
Yeah, that's a missed opportunity. It's like the entire world,
there is a tilt mode. Let's try it.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
okay. Oh, well, I mean, come on. This is the way to play, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's way more endearing that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, why is the monkey even in a ball if,
you know? Yeah, walk around in it. The idea, like, the whole appeal is that you're just inflicting this on them, essentially. Like, they have no... You know, they have no control over it.
Now, like, my buttons don't seem to do anything, which is kind of neat, mate. I don't know. Oh, whoa. Oh, no. Do I need to get the bananas again? I wonder if the bananas are like, you know, Donkey Kong 64, where there's like limited bananas.
I don't know. I mean, did the second game even have the Dole license in it?
I don't remember.
I don't think that there's like Dole bananas in that one.
I want to like shake my controller to make me jump or something. I think that's how Super Monkey Ball on the Wii worked.
Yeah. So you just took advantage of a Black Friday week deal and ordered a PSVR today, didn't you? Or yesterday.
Technically it was today.
Yeah, that's true. I am so excited to see what you think of Astrobot. Because I think that you're going to be blown away and you're going to love it.
I mean, I'm...
Because it just, like, I've been really... I haven't finished it yet because I just want to stretch it out and make it last for a while.
Mm.
And it's just, it's been hard to... I got to be honest. Like, my wife and kids, like, went to visit her sister this weekend. Mm-hmm. and her kids. And I did not... play VR because I thought it was just like really creepy to like use the VR and like be inside this thing and have no idea what's going on around me and like being alone in my house because anything could like I mean someone could break and I'd have no idea, and it was kind of terrifying to me, so I was I don't think I can do it when I know that there's nobody here. Because I'd be, it's a little scary.
I mean, have you tried Resident Evil 7 yet?
No, no. I mean, I'm pretty nervous about it. I was reading something about how you can look, you can get closer and look and peer in through windows, and if something like popped up, I mean, I'd probably pee my pants. Like I'm pretty good with scary movies and stuff like that, but I mean, I can't even begin to understand how it's going to make me feel like being there. But I'm excited to see what you think of Astrobot, because it may be like the best game I've played all year.
That's crazy.
I mean, to be honest, I haven't played a lot of games this year. I'm kind of dreading the fact that when we do our favorite games we played in 2018 is going to be not a huge list for me. And I might have to switch over to games that I didn't finish for the year, but we'll see. I think that defeats the purpose. But what I did kind of decide to do yesterday when I was capturing some footage is that I think from now on, whenever I get a game, I'm going to play like an hour of it.
You know,
whether or not I'm sitting down, because yeah, I was so annoyed.
I was thinking about that too a while back, actually.
Because if you need to capture footage from that game, you know, like one I wanted to capture a little footage from is from Horizon. And you have that whole intro that you got to go through before you could even get like any good gameplay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think from now on, I'm just going to start playing like an hour of a game. And just so I have a save, you know, whether or not, and you know what, maybe I'll play something and be like, oh, I want to keep on playing this like right now. And it's just continue with it. But, you know, I guess it's kind of ever since, you know, like since joining the backloggery, which was almost like 11 years ago now. Or 10 years ago. It would be almost 11 years ago, I think, in February. I really only put in a game and start it when I know that I'm going to be playing it all the way through.
Right, right.
And the fact of the matter is I just cannot do that like with the channel, I guess. That means that I'm not even experiencing anything. And
like kind of it's tough because
you
want
to have that experience to draw off of, you know?
Right, for the future. Yeah, I mean, I think about that a lot, too. Yeah, I mean, I've thought about that, too. Like, it would just be good to just play a bit of every game that you buy, even if it's not time to really start it, and, you know, just...
So you have something that's not the tutorial for a video, if you ever needed it, too.
Right, exactly. I agree.
I see that Seffy is saying that her favorite game is Spider-Man. I'm wondering if there's going to be a deal on it next weekend.
I always forget about that game for some reason.
I know, it's going to be like the best-selling game of the year, too.
Is it really? See, that's part of the problem. Like, I'm like really out of touch with things lately, like as they're happening, you know?
Yes.
And like, I don't want things to be that way.
No. I don't know if we're going to do another setup video like really soon. But I mean, you never know. I mean, like,
I was thinking about doing like some setup type stuff for Patreon, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, well, there's really that, but that's casual.
You had a really good idea for a Patreon video log that I think is a great idea, and I think that a lot of people would get a lot of interest out of it. Which is your B-roll idea?
I actually started doing that today, and like, so that shotgun microphone that you have, like, mm-hmm. I no kidding have like at some point like shot something and like never turned that microphone on. Like I like am so not used to it at all. And I just like I can't remember for the life of me to turn on the
microphone. Oh, so you shot it and you need to turn it on?
I was just talking while I was shooting B-roll, you know, thinking, oh, well, this can be for Patreon.
Yeah. Well, I think that's good. I mean,
but I forgot to turn on the mic, so there's nothing.
Like, that sucks.
That's my point. Like, I cannot. Well,
you should turn it on when you put it on your. The battery lasts, a single AA battery on that thing lasts like 70 hours or something like that. So just turn it on right away. You don't have to worry about it dying. Turn it on as you put it on your camera. Yeah. I mean, the only way it's going to die is if you leave it on, if you forget to turn it off for like a half a week.
Yeah, I mean, I just like, I cannot like get my head in a place where I can remember to even turn it on.
Well, you remembering to put it on top of your, put it.
I am. Camera. Yeah. So, I mean, you're right. I just need to.
Just turn it on when you're doing that.
Yeah.
But I think his idea was to just put it on and talk while he is shooting B-roll and talk about the process of setting up different shots and stuff for the show. And also, you know, his thought process of making B-roll for the show. And I think that would be really interesting for people.
But it'll have to be another episode. So, is this supposed to be turned this way? Should I turn it the other way? What's going on?
We got a $2.50 donation from Nightfall X, who says, off-topic question. Does the RetroTINK 2X make HD CRT TVs a viable option for playing retro consoles?
I mean, I think they're viable enough as it is. I don't think it would change much on one, though. I mean, I don't have one anymore.
Yeah, so we can't flat out just test it.
Yeah.
I guess, unfortunately.
Why? I'm starting to get worried that this game might be more like complicated and pay attention to things than I can normally handle in a stream. Like, I don't understand, because that guy was talking about like open the gate, and this clearly did nothing.
But I know that you had inquired about that previously. I think you may have asked on Twitter. I mean, I didn't have an answer because we don't have any way to specifically test that.
I mean, I feel like, I mean, other than the speed.
You got rid of it because it was so huge.
Yeah, that, and I just like, I used to love it, but I feel like it doesn't necessarily have the advantages of fixed pixel displays or like regular CRTs. It's just like, it's a digital TV running with analog technology. And like, the only benefit you're really getting is like black light. Yeah. In my opinion.
A blob in the chat is saying you just did an objective for an NPC, talk to the NPC again.
Oh, well, all of a sudden the gate just went down.
I think you're opening the gates.
Yeah, it just went down. Like, I think I had to turn it like a crazy number of times. Oh, why did everything go black and white?
There is no deals that I'm seeing so far on PlayStation 4 Pros.
Oh, you kind of looking for one?
Well, you know, I don't know. Like, maybe maybe I would like to get one, but I feel that it's less of a priority. I really, if GameStop still had the ones, I would get one of those, but they don't have them anymore. They were just like for a limited time. But I'm really excited to see what you think of PlayStation VR, because I was not thinking it was going to be anything great, and I think about it every day, whether or not I like play it every day. Like, I think about it.
It's just like presented in a way that you can get into much more than like the limited experiences we had before.
Yeah. Retrographic Book says my PS4 Pro sounds like a hovercraft when I play Spider-Man. Digital Foundry just looked at one of the new ones that come with Red Dead Redemption 2 and said it's a bit quieter. Would people watch a stream of me playing Resident Evil 7 in VR?
Oh gosh, yes.
I mean, do I gotta really be into the story?
Not too much. Oh, hey, it's a proper monkey ball level.
Good. I mean, people would probably be into that. I think that, like, I have no idea if VR streams would be popular, but I think that they would be. Only if I'm home alone. That's really not going to happen. I mean, I feel weird enough. Don't want to play super hot VR when there's nobody here, just in case. I can't even imagine playing Resident Evil. It's funny though. I'm curious if you're going to end up getting super hot VR, because it's really cool. It's really cool. I didn't even think about it, but after I played it, like my lower back like hurt for like 3 days. And I was like, man, I can't. Like, it was just like really hard for me to like bend over. I had no idea what the problem was, and I realized that it was because of super hot VR.
Ready? Go. Oh, so I still got.
Well, I mean, I think that's why I like the DualShock games. I am kind of curious about Skyrim VR. I've never played Skyrim.
It's like $60. It just like really annoys me that it's not just like a patch for, because I've got Skyrim on PS4.
Oh, it's definitely not a patch.
I'm pretty sure it's not, but I mean I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure you like specifically have to get Skyrim VR, which is kind of annoying.
I think that'd be a fun first way to play it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even really know much about the VR mode.
I know that you can play it with the Move or with the controller. So you can play it traditionally, but just use...
Do most of the Move games require do most of the Move games require like two moves? Because I'm pretty sure I've only got one move.
I think you do. It definitely super hot VR does.
Does it come with two moves?
The one that you got?
The bundle we got. Yeah, does it come with moves?
No, it comes with no moves.
It comes with a camera, though.
It comes with a camera and the headset.
Okay. I mean, I've already got a camera, but I guess the new one's smaller.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's cylindrical. There are two moves. I mean, there's ones like, I know there's one you can get super hot with it. And,
well, I mean, but like,
that one's more expensive usually. has the two moves.
Yeah, I mean, $200 for the PSVR, plus I had $75 in gift cards. I mean, that's the it's right worth. Deal to get, for sure.
Yeah. I think motion tracking is really impressive. I'm kind of amazed by it. And this is coming from somebody that, you know, make no mistake, I have no interest at all in VR. I had no interest in VR previously.
But you like...
When I was young, I played a VR thing where you stand in a platform, and it was this game called, like, Revenge of the Dactyl or something like that, where you had to hit a button to make yourself go forward. And it was just, like, very simple, like, Star Fox-esque polygons. And I'd go to a place, like this new store kind of place that opened up in my hometown back then. That's where I played it. It was pretty cool. But I hadn't thought about it. Like, that was before VR is what it is now.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, Amber Ernest says, I had zero interest in VR until I tried it. And it also, you know, Astrobot being kind of the first game that I played on it, I think that was a huge, huge part of it, because it kind of takes this a genre that I like and I know I can play, and it gives you, you know, a very typical control scheme, except for you can look all around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine this. Imagine, I guess the best way to put it is, like, take Mario 64, but imagine that you're Lakitu.
Uh-huh.
Imagine you're seeing what Lakitu is seeing. Which would be cool, right? Sounds pretty cool. Seth, I had a little bit of fogging problems early on, but I figured out a way around it, is to, like, kind of the part that goes, you know, that goes around your head, I kind of moved it down on the back of my head so it was, like, further down. And it just seemed to fit on my head better. And I was not getting any fogging then. I wear my glasses when I play VR, and it's totally fine. There's enough space. You can move it in and out.
Whoa, what is this level?
I did not scrap the next PS2 Sega Ages volume. I have some games captured for it. We just, like, had other things that had to take priority. I realize that it's been over a year since I did that one. It's not scrapped. It is coming. I promise you that it will happen. We have something coming up eventually that has some Sega Ages stuff in it. But I won't let it get away. I promise. Yeah, there's lights on the back of it, you know, because there's games where I played it, and, you know, you can just turn around and look completely behind you. I mean, in Astrobot, there's items when you first start the level that are, like, behind you, and you can kind of look around and guide your little guy over to it.
I'm, like, stuck in here now.
I've not tried Creed. Although a lot of people seem to like it. Apparently it's good enough to be a pack-in. I can't imagine speed running super hot VR, because it's not like game mechanics. You'd have to, like, memorize your moves to do everything, I guess.
I mean, super hot moves when you move, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, does it move if you are looking or like what triggers
it only moves normal speed when you actually move your whole body. You can look around and it slightly speeds up. People ran super hot VR and got to 9 minutes. That's pretty cool. Trick is to have a free hand constantly moving. Interesting. I mean, it really makes you feel like a badass. It's I mean, you have these moves and it's so cool because you can punch a guy and he flies back and his gun goes flying up in the air and you grab the gun out of the air and start shooting with it. Or you can pick up two guns like at the same time and you can shoot at guys on both sides of you without even looking. It's pretty cool.
I kind of feel like this game might be too complicated for what I really felt like doing on a stream tonight. You think I should pick something else?
I mean, would the chat be okay if you pick something else?
Probably. I mean, it seems like it could be okay. It's just like, I wasn't really feeling like, you know, paying attention to things and like having to pay attention to townsfolk.
Sure. I mean, if you want to pick something else, go for it. Whatever you want to play.
Whatever I want to play. Anything.
Can I look at your backlog and pick something out?
Maybe. I'll look too.
I will convene with the chat.
I just got Tetris Effect, but I feel like I should wait until I have.
Well, VR isn't super important for that, but you don't want to play that as a stream. You want to be able to. It's cool. Like you want to crank that up on your speakers and not have to worry about like talking to anybody. You want to play something on the PS2?
I mean, maybe, but not necessarily. It could be anything really. Preferably RGB.
All right.
Although I could plug. Well, yeah, my component stuff is kind of a mess right now. From testing stuff.
How about.
Something's not going to require a lot of thought.
Well, that's why I'm trying to pick something that's right on the same system.
Well, no, I mean,
how about the first Sly Cooper? I beat that in a day back in when it came out on the PS3 in the collection. Koopa, come on, Koopa.
I don't know. I mean, there's going to be like lots of like character talking and stuff in the beginning. I don't know. Right. Let me look at my shelf.
Some people are asking for Smash TV SNES. I don't think you have the Smash TV.
No. I mean, it doesn't have to be PS2.
You want it to be RGB, right?
What about I know what I
How about Ape Escape?
I know what I want to play. I know what I want to play.
Not Ape Escape?
Probably not Ape Escape.
The screen grab what? Oh, was the dog in the camera?
What? I don't know.
Someone's saying screen cap this.
I haven't even tested this disc.
Oh. Is it a PS2 game?
It is. Oh, no! Oh, no!
Did that work? It doesn't work?
Oh, no! pretty decent.
It's not daytime. It's 9:51 where we're at. Moment of truth. I'm waiting for it.
Man, come on.
Not working?
No.
Come on.
Oh man, I was getting all excited to play me some Taito Legends.
Oh, well,
I thought that might be a fun thing to do. Just play some Taito games if you remember.
I remember Taito. Play something on the PS1. I'm picking something on the PS1. How about Spyro 2? That'd be popular right now. That'd be a hugely popular game to stream right now.
I don't know.
Spyro is very, very popular.
Oh, of course. Well, I
think
like,
you should play Ape Escape. Honestly, I think you should play Ape Escape.
Okay, I'll play Ape Escape.
Or Summer Heat. Bracket is saying play Summer Heat Beach Volleyball. Ape Escape. Yeah, I'm excited. I've never really played it. I've never played it, so I'm excited to see it. A 24/7 clearing backlog stream soon. Probably not. Maybe, I mean, when things calm down, maybe we'll do some sort of 24-hour live stream. Maybe we can do a fundraiser. Maybe we can do a 24-hour fundraiser stream to fund the rest, try to fund the rest of the magazine documentary that we went. We have all the EGM stuff, but we need a lot of people. Pandora's Box 6S JAMA Arcade Super Gun. Featuring HDIM and VGA Super Cool Guys. I don't know. I'm not familiar. We're excited to look at the Eon connector. For sure. The new one. That was some big news this week with the Eon connector. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the Ape Escape.
I remember playing this for like 10 seconds in a store. That's all I know about it.
Hey, that's not bad.
Oh, interesting. I mean, this screen is interlaced.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is a PS1. This is a DualShock 1, right? Yeah. I don't think I've ever used this one before.
Let me go grab some. I've been acquiring magazines off of eBay lately. And
wow, that was like a really high-res texture on that guy's shirt.
I just bought a magazine lot of Game Pros and Game Players and Video Games and Computer Entertainment recently. And you know what? I've decided that reading through old game magazines is one of my favorite ways to spend downtime. I just I love just opening them up and look through them. I've gotten a ton of enjoyment out of it. Like what I got here, I got this the Game Pro from February 1995. It's got Weapon Lord on the cover. And it has a review of Phantasy Star 4 and Snatcher. And Snatcher. There's a review of Snatcher in here. It only gave the sound a 3.0.
Gave what?
The sound in Snatcher, they gave it a 3.0.
Out of what?
Out of 5. They gave the graphics a 5. Challenge when it was advanced. Oh, retro game, retro graphics books. I have a pretty good run of game fan. That's probably the one I have the most of. But I might take you up on that in the future.
So what's the deal with the siren hats?
I just think that's like what they, maybe it goes off if they see you.
Like, I mean, here's an ad for
Potful Mail right here. I was just informed that Potful Mail is getting close to $500 now. Huh. I do. Maybe we need to do another game magazine live stream.
Yeah.
I think that would be a lot of fun. Oh, here's a review of Adventure Island 2. The thing is, I think with the, we kind of realized, especially with the Castlevania episode, just being able to shoot video of a magazine, like a shoot video of looking at the page.
Yeah.
Like adds so much more to the video. Just like it's just this,
it just makes
extra flair to it.
Yeah,
you know?
A little just context, take you back to that time.
Yes.
Look how high res the texture is on his shirt. It's like super.
Is it
impressive.
Like a fake CR? Is that a CRT effect on there?
Yeah, it's not. It's not bad for, you know. A but game that was intended
for
to be
a CRT. Like a big CRT on
a real CRT. I mean, I'm playing on the OSSC. Oh, I've got a lightsaber on triangle. Well, is my health cookies?
Sure looks like it.
Whoa. Oh, the controls are funky. Oh, so I didn't realize it was like point a direction of attack.
That's why it needs the DualShock, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I just assumed it was like...
So it says your health is cookies.
I mean...
It is cookies.
I should have realized that it wouldn't be camera control because like it seems like such an obvious thing to make it camera control, but yeah, it seemed like it took forever for people to figure out like, oh yeah, second stick, that'd be great for camera control.
Is this game expensive these days? I mean,
no,
looks like something I would love. And you should get, after you get this, you have two on the, is on PS2.
I don't have those yet, but I have been planning to get them. This is like, it's a similar setup to Grabbed by the Ghoulies, which I loved, you know? I mean, similar in the fact that you like point a direction to attack instead of like hitting a button. Like the R button is jump though, which is weird.
Well, it probably feels less weird now than it did then.
Probably.
GamePro gave Phantasy Star 4, they gave graphics and sound a 3.0 and 3.5, and Control a 4.0 for some reason. They gave it a 4.
I mean, how do you even rate Control on a 16-bit RPG?
I showed this review. I sent him a picture of one of the drawings and one of the characters in it. This guy right here, so I can show you. Of Chaz. I don't know if you can really see him.
Oh gosh.
I know. He's like, oh, that looks like looks like some typical game fan garbage or game pro garbage. And I'm like, oh, here's the review. And he's like, are you kidding me? They didn't like it. But I think that
check out the monkey data.
I there's something about just like reading old magazines that I have been enjoying so much, and I look every day for lots. thoughts on the PSX Classic? I still have mine pre-ordered. I have not thought about it at all since, you know, they kind of announced the game lineup, but I don't know. I mean, I don't really care either way. You know, I think that I'll get it. I mean, maybe we'll do a video on it, but I think the interest in it is extremely low at this point.
Yeah.
Especially like it's much less interesting. Like, Frank Cifaldi talked about the use of the emulator in it, and he had a very good point about it, about how, like, do you know that they're using kind of an actual emulator that somebody else made?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He was saying, you know, like that kind of
legitimizes, you know,
yeah, legitimizes it for those people and just for like free to use emulators in general. Just like it's them admitting that,
so, you know, that the community does good work.
We got a $2 donation. Please don't go away. There we go. We got a $2 donation from Sean A, who says, "Hey guys, today is Mickey Mouse's 90th birthday. Do you guys have any Mickey Mouse games that you can recommend? I've only played Castle of Illusion and I loved it." I have a video where I did talk about Castle of Illusion and Magical Quest, which I think are the best one.
I think Magical Quest 3 was really good too, which is a Super Famicom one.
And that's two-player simultaneous, right?
Yeah. So is the second one, which is Great Circus Mystery.
Mm-hmm. And World of Illusion is also two-player simultaneous. I think if you go with any of all those, you can't go wrong. I forgot where I was going with something earlier. Remember what I was even talking about? So,
how do I go down?
If anyone remembers what I was talking about before I accept the redonation, let me know.
I don't know.
I lost track of my thought.
I'm just like so out of it today.
Yeah.
Oops.
I'm just looking at this issue of Game Players Magazine. from August 1990. I do love reading game magazines. Look at this. Look at this. Genesis Does. Here's what Genesis Does with Nintendo introducing Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. I mean, this kind of stuff is just so good to have. Just, you know, you can point the camera at it and slowly pan along it. Just makes it way more interesting. Someone on Twitter, I think, says, you know, like, look at how close, like, they with the camera and on Richter's, this artwork of Richter Belmont, you can see the color separation.
Yeah.
In the manual. And it's like, oh, that's. Now, Nightfall X likes your Nintendo Power 100 video.
Ah. That one gets a lot of interesting comments.
Yeah.
They've got some unique ideas for how to use, like, the buttons and stuff in this, I think. Like, the clicky buttons. Like, it's definitely, like, not how modern games do it, but, I mean, it's cool to see what they were thinking, you know, at this early time.
Are we going to get another video game VHS tapes-themed episode?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I put up a bunch of additional video VHS tapes on the B-roll channel, which we have, like, neglected ridiculously for a long time. I need to put some more stuff on. But I really have an interest in doing a video game Laserdisc episode. Mm. And now that I have a Laserdisc, I can do it. I just need to get the discs. So maybe it'd also be, I have a whole bunch of commercials. I know a lot of people like the commercials episode as well. I went through all my old MTV recordings that I recorded, and I got, I think it was like 30 commercials or something off of them. Kind of from the same time period, but like 30 commercials that I did not have that were not on the other one. But the difference is that the quality isn't nearly as good. I passed it along to a guy in our Patreon Discord chat, and he's been kind of trying to do some sound restoration on them. He's a sound person to try to do that. So that's like another thing. I got some stuff that needs to happen
for sure.
I just got to finish this Japan thing, and then I can just go nuts with this other stuff that I really want to work on. '93 or '95 would be good. What's interesting is that there's a lot of people kind of selling these tapes on eBay, just like these off-air recordings, and a lot of people are buying them these days.
Like, some of them are kind of expensive. Oh, God, donation. Second least gamer, $2 through Super Chat.
Oh, I was talking about, okay, yeah, that is exactly what the PS Classic using outsourced emulator. Thank you.
Well, I mean, it's not that's really
what I was talking about, right? I forgot what I was talking about.
I mean, it's not really outsourced, it's open source.
Yeah. They just probably paid the people to use it.
Do you think they did? I don't know if you have to.
I'm sure that they did. Just to,
I don't know.
I would be surprised if they didn't at least pay him something.
I mean, if it's open source and it's not part of the license, I don't know why they necessarily would.
That's true. But Frank was talking about like how it legitimizes it. And like, I think that's cool. I think it's really cool. But for, like, in terms of a video, that makes it a lot less interesting to do a video on for me.
Because it's like kind of what already exists.
It already exists.
Yeah.
You know, you can see what they're going to run like if you just download that the emulator now and run a game on it.
Oh, it's a time net.
See, Nightfall X is saying open source usually have a not-for-profit usage requirements, so they must have paid him. you know, can't wait for the monitor calibration. I know. In a perfect world, if you check out RetroRGB's channel, he did a really good interview with Savon Pat, who like restores old CRTs, PVMs, and VVMs and stuff. It's an old Sony tech. I would love to do the CRT calibration episode and like interview him and like work with him to do that. But I'm not sure if we've tried approaching him about it before, but we didn't really get a response. We tried to work on something,
but the timing didn't work.
Yes, exactly. So I think that that's one of the reasons we've been holding off on that, is we want to make something like that, that kind of, you know, is hopefully just as good, I guess. Or just like is just good enough to like have him in it. That would be amazing to do. And I think that's one of the reasons we've kind of pushed it off for as long as we have. Believe me, I think about it all the time. I think like, oh, I guess we just need to do it. But it's, I think about what it could be. And I think that's what prevents me from going forward with it. But there is a YouTube channel called Retro Tech. Say it's a smaller channel. I think it's around 2,000 subscribers, 2,000, 3,000. It's called Retro Tech, and he's been doing like a PVM, doing a lot of PVM stuff, like restoration. So check out that channel if you get a chance.
I have no idea what's going on in this game, really, but it is pretty fun.
Yeah. Right, I see Ryan Schmidt is talking about RetroTech. He did do a 2005 calibration episode, and a lot of that knowledge can be converted to for other monitors.
Oh, the D-pad can also move the camera.
The game should have sound.
Oh. Did literally no one complain about that till now?
No.
Like,
I've been droning on incessantly this entire time. I think that people just thought I was droning it out.
Are the triangles just collect 100 and get a life or something. I don't know what they are. So the previous stage, I definitely saw monkeys that I didn't catch. I wonder if I go back to the level and get all the monkeys, because it took me out of the level when I met the quota.
I feel like this game probably isn't that long.
Probably not. Look it up on how long to beat. I do like the dual analog attacking. Like, I really liked that in Grabbed by the Ghoulies. I think people told me there's like a Jet Li game or something.
8.5 hours.
It's still relatively short.
Yeah. Too long for me. Not really.
I think people said there's some Jet Li game that also uses like point the right stick in a direction.
Oh, Rise to Honor.
Yeah, I think that sounds familiar. But I really like that. Like I don't know, it's unique. Like it's just an interesting use of the stick. I like it.
I guess you get new tools later on that can be used to catch certain monkeys.
Oh, so some I might not be able to get just yet.
Oh. It's funny, Ben Garrison in the chat says, you guys should play through Rogue Squadron 3 with the awful ground levels.
Oh, gosh.
And I was just talking about those.
Yeah. It's been a while since I played Rogue
Squadron. I said, I can't believe that they thought these on ground, like these on foot levels were a good idea.
Yeah.
At any point.
You know, I was playing...
Yeah, $2 donation from Second Least Gamer, who says, how do we play Game Gear carts on our TVs?
Not yet.
Well, the Mega SD.
I was one of my goals for this year was to get a Game Gear situation, and I have failed to do so.
I have a Mick Will screen in a Game Gear that it has video output. And I run that. Got a little noise in the picture. I don't know if that's like inherent to the system or what. But that is what I currently use. But you know, the Mega SG is going to have the adapter for it. So that's probably going to be the best way to play it. It's a dinosaur.
Yes.
Dinosaur.
A dinosaur. You know what that is, right?
What?
Dinosaurs.
Like, this is Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah, it's like the molecule or the
molecule.
Whatever it is. Like, yeah, the DNA, Mr. Yeah. DNA or whatever his name is.
Yeah, dinosaur. Yeah.
That's right. It is Mr. DNA.
Man, that's a great movie.
It is such a good movie. I was thinking about it recently. I think somebody I know had, you know, the 5-movie collection, like I was buying some digital codes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I got the 5-movie series collection if you're interested in that. Like, no, I just got the first one. The first one's like the only one that's really worth watching. Like more than once.
Yeah.
Sure.
I've not seen the fourth or fifth.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, I don't feel like you're missing out on a lot, but the first one I think the first one holds up in every way.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like some people think it doesn't, but monkeys down. I'm sending the new gadget over to you right now. Like, try it out in the training room. I've never really thought about it too deeply, but it's probably my second favorite Steven Spielberg movie after Raiders of the Lost Ark. Like, off the top of my head, I can't really think of what else would, like, compete for second place.
Yeah, I think I might agree with you. I'd have to look at a list, though. But man, that first, it's kind of timeless. I mean, I can't say it's timeless because it's only been...
Oh, I mean, it's already fairly old.
Yeah. I saw that movie in the theater in opening weekend. And even I was in eighth grade at the time, and the T-Rex part was like, it was like, I was scared. And then it's something I don't really feel watching movies, and I can't remember another time where I truly felt like that outside of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom when I saw that in the theater. But I was way too young probably to be seeing that movie in the theater. So Second Least Gamer is saying that the PSX Rearmed, which is the emulator that Sony is using, uses the GNU General Public License version 2.0, which allows for commercial use. You must navigate through thick. I still wonder if they paid him money anyways, just go on to as a thank you. Ruins, but be very
careful. The temple is filled with treacherous pathways
and dark dungeons. Oh, yes. But Jurassic Park The Lost World might be one of the bigger disappointments of a movie that I've seen in the theater. So in most
cases you can see, I mean, I was by crawling around rather than running after. I was a lot younger than you when it came out, of course. I don't remember like loving it, but I remember thinking at the time.
Lost World?
Every second that passes gives Spectre a chance to succeed. We're counting on you.
Yeah, Lost World, I just...
The third one is, like, competently made, but just has no reason for existing.
Hello, Professor.
Yes.
Remember me? It's me, Spectre, the future leader of the new age.
I have not. I mean, I'm familiar with Retro Gamer. I mean, obviously, I mean, I don't own any Retro Gamers. Actually, I do. I have the, I have this right here.
What's going on?
I would love to have more.
Spectre, oh yes. You're the monkey that performs at the amusement park.
What? He's that cute little monkey that everyone loves to come
and see?
I have
this right here.
How?
Yes, that's right.
I have the video games hardware handbook.
Invention of yours. This Peak Point helmet.
2014.
And it's given me remarkable knowledge and great powers. And now
I do have that.
I plan to rule the world. And I owe it to you, Professor.
But, I mean, I would love to have more issues of Retro Gamer magazine.
Listen to me carefully.
Retro Gamer, the website, did an article on our Night Trap document.
However, it is still incomplete. It's never been tested and may be very dangerous to you.
Sorry, Jeff. Oh, I guess I just had a night where I'm very talkative. I guess I just have a lot.
I'm just like so out of it at this point.
Yeah, it's okay.
Today. I'm so out of it.
But it's too late. I've already made duplicate helmets for my new army of apes. There's no stopping us now. The future is
But there is a issue of Retro Gamer that had Night Trap in it. I think Cameron was on the cover of it. Might have had PC Engine on the cover from like last year. And there was an interview with Tyler in it. I meant to get it. I went down. The thing with Retro Gamer is it's like $20 or like $20 for an issue or something like that.
Just wait, you'll see.
We're not gonna. I mean, it's worth it, but
Spike.
Whenever I'm at Barnes and Noble, it always gives me pause.
I've got a surprise for him.
Jake.
But if anybody has an extra issue of the one with the Night Trap interview, let me know.
I'm gonna have a great time destroying you and showing you who's the real hero.
What's happening? What's wrong with you? Do you realize what you're saying? Do you know who you're talking
to? The Jurassic Park book is it's really good. I personally kind of like the movie better. I just like think it moves pretty, like it just moves really quick. There's a lot of details and stuff, and there's a lot of stuff that was incorporated in the later movies, I think, too.
He works for me now.
The whole, like, aviary stuff.
I'm in control, and no one can stop me, especially not you. Well, I've got to go now, but I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
I can understand buying Retro Gamer digitally for $5. But now that I'm thinking about it, like, I just think it's so much fun to read through.
I guess.
what is on the horizon for us? The holiday is coming up. Well, definitely this GameCube video.
Well, we hope.
Hopefully, we'll be out.
I mean that depends on a lot of circumstances, but
yeah. This third-party controllers, Tom Dubois documentary, who is the Konami artist. I'll tell you, like, I really want to do the best way to play the original Phantasy Star series.
Mm.
With the Switch version coming out really soon, I really want to do that. And also, you can probably look for a Wonder Boy video, Wonder Boy
and
Monster
Land
and Monster Boy and everything, and you know, like Wampum and all this other stuff. Although, you know, I did just find out that there is in fact versions of Wonder Boy and Monster Land games on the ZX Spectrum.
Oh no!
I know. I found that out because there's a big interview with the director and a bunch of Stone people in the Untold History of Japanese Video Games Game Developers Volume 2. If you've not, if you're unfamiliar with this, it's awesome. All three of them are awesome. I've heard that I think that they might be pulling them down from Amazon, so you should definitely get this if you're interested in this kind of stuff. A great, great resource. How many Wonder Boy games are there? There's a lot.
Like, there are limits to the L2 monkey camera. If the monkeys are too far away, you may not be able to watch them. Basically, they're trying to explain fog.
The book is the Untold History of Japanese Game Developers. There's three volumes. It's Kurt Colada from Hardcore Gaming 101 helped with it, but it's this other guy. This guy, John, says a piano. Paniac? I can't say his last name. I tried. who is friends with Kirk, but there's so much interesting stuff in here. And there's three volumes, and they are significant, like nearly 400 page books. Shmupulations is somebody else. Who I've recently had the pleasure of talking to and is super, super cool. Shmupulations, if you are interested in that stuff and you are not, you should support Shmupulations on Patreon.
Oh gosh, that is a big, big catfish.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of into this like gimmicky use of the analog sticks. Like it's fun because it's like, oh, this is like what they were imagining at the time, you know?
Yeah. I have no idea what the entertainment tax going on in Chicago is.
I heard that, like, you might have to pay for, like, the PlayStation Cloud or something.
Oh, really? Have you ever thought about doing an episode on PC gaming at all? I don't have an older PC to run this stuff. I would love to build, you know, like an older PC I think that would be a lot of fun. Or just like buy the parts and put it together. You know, like a Windows 98 PC, I think would be awesome. It's just like, I don't even know where to even start with. I don't even know where to go, or if I saw parts at Goodwill, I would get them, but I'm not seeing that stuff that often anymore.
I mean, I don't know exactly how old the parts are, but like the grid around here has, you know, lots of computer components.
Oh, you should build a Windows 98 PC.
But I don't even know where to begin. Like, I don't really know sure what that, the vintage parts of the time are.
He would give us advice.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a hard thing to do without someone there in person.
Yes. Well, but I mean, maybe not. I mean, it just takes a lot of research, and right now it's hard to find the time for it. Have we seen the Hard 4 Games RGB parody video? Yes. And it was great. I laughed. I laughed a lot during it. I mean, you saw it, right?
Yeah. I don't think I saw the whole thing, but I did see it. I think I was busy. I need to
like how to get the best.
I need to revisit it. I just didn't have time to watch the whole thing at the time, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah. And you know, those guys they have some pretty good videos just in general. They did another video on the 3DO, like this whole capture setup that they have for their 3DO. It's pretty good. Do you think we'll ever buy and check out some of the Japanese systems like the MSX or PCFX? PCFX is not that expensive. I mean, if I saw one at the right price, it'd be cool to have. It's just that it's so big that it's kind of hard to find a place for it. MSX, I would love to have one. I would love to get one. I almost bought one. I want to say it was probably around a year ago. I mean, I would love to get an MSX2, ideally. Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing. We'll let you decide. We, you know, it's you don't want to answer for everybody. You know, you don't want to put words in. You don't want to tell people like how they should feel. I guess. That's why we try to, you know, make it about the options, and then you can decide how far you want to go.
Yeah, because if people are like, wait, I'm confused. You never said what the best option was.
Well, what sounds the best to you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, X68000 would be amazing. When I was shooting B-roll for this game, for this third-party controllers thing today, I put the game back episode of the Sharp X68000 on in the background. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited about the PSVR coming.
I'm excited to see your reaction.
Should be here on Wednesday. I mean, I was planning to bring my PS4 to my parents' house for Thanksgiving break anyway, because I was wanting to make some Dragon Quest XI progress. But I wonder how.
You should just bring the VR and
let everyone try
play Astro God.
Yeah.
You know, Joey was telling me about how his in-laws love it.
Mm-hmm. The VR. And,
yeah, and they call it the hat.
The hat.
The PlayStation hat.
station hat. Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely bring it because, like, we don't typically do like big family get-togethers for Thanksgiving, but like usually it's just like me and my parents, basically. But this year we, you know, everyone on my mom's side of the family is basically going to be at their house, which is still like not a ton of people, but. But it'll be interesting. I'm sure they'll want to see the PSVR. So I'll definitely bring it. Like, I don't know how, like, my space that I set up systems there will work for it, but we'll see.
Well, it could be the... Could be a showstopper. Everyone will get excited about it.
I mean, I'm still a little torn though because I really want to play Dragon Quest.
well, you know, you can probably you'll probably be able to play both.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
you won't want to play VR.
It's
like
only five worlds. It's only five worlds with I think five levels per world.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing through, you know, a world in a sitting.
Uh-huh. So how far in are you?
I'm world 4. And it's not hard. But it's good that you haven't seen anything on it, because I want it to be a surprise for you.
I mean, I've really only seen, like... I've only really seen, like... Just, like, a glimpse of the opening cutscene of the video log.
Okay, that's like good. I mean,
that's like it.
I want to be completely... Like, I want you to go in not knowing anything, because I feel like it's going to be an unforgettable experience here. Someone asked me if we've ever played any Monster Hunters. I have the Wii U version.
I want to get the
World.
Yeah, Monster Hunter World. Like,
because they've done a lot to make it a bit more
accessible.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it. Basically, my only other Monster Hunter experience is I've played a demo or two of some earlier ones, and they were not grabbing me. Like, it just seemed like an awful lot of work to, like, go through, like, all this stuff. Like, and you have to, like, go from zone to zone and through these load screens and chase these monsters that take like forever to kill, and you gotta keep going through load screen after load screen after load. And I don't even like loading. I'm not normally picky about loading, but for some reason it really annoyed me in that context. And so I don't know, like, I like the idea behind Monster Hunter for sure. But, I definitely feel like I heard that World, like, was good for people who didn't necessarily like other Monster Hunters. Is Monster Hunter still, like, as big in Japan as it was, like, at first?
Yeah, I think the World was, like, their biggest selling game ever or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Capcom's or in Japan, period?
Capcom.
Because, like, I feel like I just don't hear as much about it anymore, but it, like, when like, Monster Hunter Mania was, like, first kind of taking hold, like, I got the impression it was, like, the next Dragon Quest for Japan. I don't know if that's an accurate assessment or not.
Probably. Second League's gamer, Moss came with our bundle, a digital version of it.
Have you played it much?
No, I only played a demo that's like on the demo disc that came with it.
I went to Best Buy today and was hoping to find like some cheap stuff, but I ended up only buying Tetris Effect. Like, yeah. I was hoping to find PSVR Worlds. Like, maybe I'll just order it on Amazon.
That's worth doing just for, especially like if you're taking and you're gonna have family there. Yeah. If you could, you should like try to see if you can get it real quick.
Yeah.
To you, deliver to, because it's a great experience for people that don't want to interact with it, I guess. Uh-huh. Like, there's this one, like a deep sea, like it's like a deep ocean dive, mm-hmm. where it's just like you're looking around and it's like kind of things are happening around you.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, it's a Geodude on fire. Okay, I'm gonna steer clear of him. I'm gonna run out of cookies.
Nightfall is saying that Monster World or Monster Hunter World is $19.99 for Best Buy Elite members.
Elite? What's Best Buy Elite?
It's like if you bought so much stuff from them in the year. Like, I mean, I'm an Elite member because I bought my TV.
Oh.
I mean, I think that's how I was able to get Burnout Paradise Remastered for $9.99. I couldn't say no to that.
Isn't that considered not a very good remaster?
I don't know. It's 4K on the Xbox One X. So I just said, you know, it's $10. So I'm gonna do it. Let's see. What are the other Elite member things to get here for Elite members? Yeah, here's Monster Hunter is $19.99. I wonder how the Namco Museum arcade pack is on the Switch. Star Wars Battlefront 2 is $7.99.
Oh no. I ran out of cookies.
Oh. Resident Evil 7 Gold Edition is $19.99. The thing is you don't get your Gamers Club unlocked bonus on top of that. It would be cool if it was that price and then you get the GCU price on discount on top of that. Are we looking forward to any games this holidays? I am really looking forward to Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom, which comes out December 4th.
Yeah, that's probably a good answer. Like, I'm like getting Smash Day 1, but like, I'm not like excited.
Oh, here's Red Dead Redemption Game of the Year Edition for the Xbox 360 and Xbox One. That's Xbox One enhanced, right? Like, that's
it's 4K. Yeah.
It's $9.99.
You don't have it on 360?
I have the PS3 version.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I play it as well, but I actually got it at Arcade Legacy.
Oh, Doom VFR is $14.99.
Oh, yeah? Well, I mean, I want that.
So this is early access, so I assume these are going to be the Black Friday deals.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that was like, I was like, okay, I'll buy Tetris Effect because, like, that might be a cool game to, like, you know, especially if I'm, like, taking the PSVR to family, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I thought that might be a cool game to bring. So that's why I went ahead and got Tetris Effect, especially because I could already get the Gamers Club deal on it.
Right.
But I thought the other stuff, like Doom and Skyrim and stuff, I mean, I'm not paying $60. I'm not paying $60 for Skyrim in 2018. I mean, let's just say that. Yeah. You know?
Oh, it looks like they had Zone of the Enders second runner for $19.99. I feel like that's gonna get cheaper anyways.
That's VR, right?
Yeah, I'm very interested.
It's VR. It's not VR only though, is it?
No. The Star Trek Bridge Crew would be fun too. $14.99. That's VR. You know, Evil Within 2 is $19.99. Dissidia Final Fantasy NT is $14.99.
Is, like, I have no idea, like, I feel like no one plays that.
Yeah, like, I don't think it did well.
Like, I mean, I enjoyed the PSP game for what it was.
Final Fantasy 15 Royal Edition is $19.99, but I feel like there's going to be one final version of it.
Yeah,
it's going to have everything on it. Here's the Banner Saga Trilogy Bonus Edition. L.A. Noire is only $14.99.
I got the Xbox One version of it.
Friday the Shaq Fu. Shaq Fu: A Legend Reborn is only $99.
I mean, you should buy.
Oh, here's Rayman. Do you have Rayman Legends for anything?
Yeah.
$12.99.
Yeah, I've got it for something. What do I have it for? Is it PS4? Wait, is Legends the first one or the second one? Legends the second.
Yeah,
I've got it for PS4. I mean, if you've got access to that Doom deal, like, you should just buy it for both of us.
I don't really want it.
Oh, you don't? Like, I don't even know what it is.
Really. It's Doom. It's a first. You need two moves up.
That doesn't take a lot of money.
Skyrim VR is $29.99.
Oh yeah. Like, I still have a hard time paying $29.99 for Skyrim. And
for yet another version of Skyrim.
In 2018. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do want it. I could see myself buying it for $29.99. Maybe if I don't, like, buy too much other Black Friday stuff. Like, I mean, I kind of want the Switch version, too. Not that I even know if I'm ever going to play through Skyrim again in my life, but
yeah,
I like Skyrim, and it's just like I mean, I know, like, the number of platforms that it's on at this point is, like, literally a joke. Like,
yeah.
Bethesda even made it a joke. but. Like, I do kind of like it. Like, I like how it's, like, on all these different systems. Like, I think it would be just, like, really fun to try Skyrim on the Switch.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be really fun to try it in VR. Like, I don't know if it's considered all that good in VR. Like, doesn't it? I think it uses, like, the teleport move to move thing.
Yes. With Skyrim?
Yeah.
No, it's... No.
Oh, is it? Like, I mean, I.
You can. I think you can play using the move with it, and then it's teleport. But you can. You can play with the controller regularly.
Oh, okay. Like, I, like, that would be pretty incredible. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I've never really played, like, did we play a teleport game? I think we played when we were doing a VR thing last year. I think it was in my band teleport game. I can't remember. But
yes,
Like, I don't like the idea of teleporting. But then again, I don't really know how I will feel, like, moving around in first person. Like, I don't even really know what Resident Evil 7's setup is for VR. Well, I think that...
If you use a regular controller with it, it is fine. Like, it's just, you control it regularly, except for you can look at any direction at any
time. With Resident Evil 7?
Yeah, oh yeah, with Resident Evil 7.
Have you tested it?
No, I haven't even tried it yet, because I'm afraid.
I mean, you should... You should at least play, like, the beginning. Yeah. I mean, the game starts out, the sun is still up. You could just, like, look around.
Okay. I will try it after this stream, okay?
Okay. But there's no one in your house except your cat.
No, everyone's home.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not afraid now. No, I mean, for real, though. I mean, imagine being in your attic. No one being there, and...
I mean, that doesn't...
Being inside VR and not even... If someone, like, broke into the house...
Well, I mean...
I would have no idea.
I mean, you're...
I could pull my headset off and... It's just like, I'm not normally scared about that kind of stuff. It's just like, it felt really weird to be completely separated from the real world and have no idea, be completely oblivious.
It's not like you can't hear.
With your headphones in, you can't hear it a lot. Steffi, I do have a cat. I've had a cat just past a year. Her name is Sophia.
Like Sophia the Third.
Or Sophia the First. She's technically Sophia the Second, because that's the only one that's not taken. So, Sophia the First is a Disney cartoon. Or not cartoon, it's like kind of a CG animated show that my daughter likes. And, you know, of course, there's Sophia the Third from Blaster Master. So I feel like she's got to be Sophia the Second, because there's no other Sophia the Second. Ow. Yeah, I mean, even just turn off the lights. I think I'd be too creeped out.
I'm so used to, like, being the only human being in the house anyway, so I don't think it would bother me.
I mean, I get that, but it just not...
I mean, your house is a lot bigger than mine, too, so... I guess I can somewhat see it from that perspective. Like, do you normally stand up when you play VR, or...?
No, I mean, if you're playing with a controller, you just sit and you look around. Like, when you play Astrobot, you sit.
But what about, like, Super Hot?
Well, Super Hot is... Like, that's a whole body thing. Uh-huh. You gotta stand up to play Super Hot. Because...
How far back does the camera have to be set up?
Well, you know where my ottoman is? Like, that's just where I stand, right?
Really? So it can track you even that close?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
so where do you have the camera exactly, then?
I just have it just, like, right next to my center speaker. Like, right there. But Super Hot, like, I feel like I needed more room for Super Hot.
Uh-huh.
Because you really got to move. You can, like, duck behind stuff to, like, dodge bullets and all those other stuff.
Well, the room that I set up games in at my parents' house is probably pretty good for it then. Because it's actually pretty empty. Like, I could... Like, if I needed to stand up, like, would it be okay to, like, stand behind a couch?
I mean, I could probably stand behind my couch, and that would probably give me more room, honestly. But no, I mean, I would.
There's a lot of empty space behind the couch at my parents' house.
If you're experiencing anything like mine, you're gonna like when you play something, you're like, oh, what else should I get? Like,
like we've been watching Game Dave play VR videos like all this time, and like all of a sudden it's like you didn't understand what it was until you had it yourself.
Yeah, it's
like that's you didn't true. Understand like why he was like so enthralled with it. Like, it is crazy, just
it,
like...
It seems like everyone wants me to play Resident Evil 7 on VR, like, on stream. Okay, I'll do it. We have to figure out, like, a stream setup for it, but... I mean, I guess that could be fun. I'd have to figure out a way to route in your audio as well.
I mean, maybe we could do it in person, like if I'm there or something.
Yeah, I mean that's possible too.
So you don't use your sound system? You use headphones?
I could definitely use my sound. I could use my sound system for that for sure.
But I mean, but you've normally been playing it with your headphones?
Yeah, well, not with headphones. It comes with earbuds.
Oh, I can't use.
I know that you're not, you don't like earbuds.
So.
But it has a headphone jack in it. You just plug right into it.
The headphones that I use, like, you know the headphones I use. Like, would they fit while it's totally on my head?
But I've heard a lot of people say, you know, the sound is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. So I've, like, even been thinking about getting one of those, like, PlayStation Gold headsets, the wireless headsets. It's like, it has, like, 7.1 surround in them.
They're PlayStation branded?
They are. There's another one, like the Arctis 7 or something like that.
What's this? There's a shirt.
And those are... maybe I'll get those. I wonder how much those are. Like the Arctis 7 headphones. They're like... They're a wireless headset. Like a 5.1, I think. Arctis 7, and it uses, it's not, it can be used on any system, but you just have to plug in, I think, the receiver with a USB. It's like a little dongle that plugs in, and it even has a microphone too. You pull the microphone out.
So can you view like any PlayStation game, like as if you were like looking at on a virtual
TV screen? It's like, it's like a big screen. It's like, it's almost like looking at a movie screen.
Is it kind of neat? Like, would you ever see yourself doing it?
Maybe. I mean, you can get closer to it. It's kind of cool. So when you kind of look around, the way it calibrates is like, it might think that you're, it looks at the lights, and if it's not directly straight on to like your comfortable viewing angle, you just hold down the options button and it automatically centers for you, which is kind of nice. Does anybody in the chat have experience using these headphones? Because they're $99. Let me paste it. Does anyone ever use those? I mean, those seem to be like the top recommended non-specific like Sony headset, or I want to be able to use it with both the Xbox One and PS4, and like anything, you know, with PS3 too.
So RE7 deals with cutscenes that aren't from first person. I'm not even remembering cutscenes that aren't in first person.
They are expensive, but they're on the Best Buy Elite Member Early Access for $50.
Oh, like credits or the opening movie. That makes sense. You know, part of me at one point was tempted to get the Xbox One version of Resident Evil 7 just to have like a I guess a higher res. I mean, because I think it's like 1440p or something on the PS4 Pro. I mean, with the game, the style of the game's graphics, it doesn't really even matter, but I was just tempted because, you know me, I like buying different versions of Resident Evil games. But now that I'm getting PSVR, like, I don't really care anymore, I don't think. Because now, like, next time I replay Resident Evil 7, I definitely want to be in VR. Oh, did my character just put on, like... he just, like, put on shades as part of his idle animation.
Right, those ones are the same ones that they're 150. But I mean, these are the, like, they just have white and black ones. I don't know, it's something I want to think about. The Amazon reviews aren't the best. I did a search for it yesterday, like, the best headset for, like, VR, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. And those are the ones, like, they were commonly referred to as the top ones.
Do you feel like PlayStation VR feels like a new platform unto itself to you?
I didn't even think about that. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't even thought about it.
I mean, in a way, I almost think of it as separate from the PS4. Like, it uses the PS4 as this brain, but I think of it as like a separate platform, in a sense.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Well,
I would use my normal headphones with it. It's just the cord is so long, and I kind of want one that's like wireless. But it doesn't really matter, I guess, if the wire is like connected to you. Mm-hmm. If it's just going into the headset, it's not like it's going across the room or anything. So maybe I should just try it with some headphones.
Right. I mean, the ones I have, if anything, I'm worried that my headphones have too long of a cord.
Well, that's what I mean. I think that mine have a really long cord too.
Like,
but then again, you know, like, this is coming from someone who doesn't.
Could I wear these headphones with it?
The what?
These headphones. I mean, I probably wouldn't wear these headphones. Well, I mean, you know the ones. I guess you don't. Well, you've got the stream up,
right?
You know, like, would these fit? These probably aren't the ones I would wear, though. I'm going to look up PlayStation VR Worlds right now.
Kelly Greenidge, I bought the DE10 Nano. It was the video, the extra board that was sent to me. So I actually got paid $130 for the DE Nano to buy it. I got to go to the bathroom. I'm right back.
Okay. Mark Ape Escape has started on my backlogger. I don't know if I'm going to put it on my now plane right now. I feel like I've got a lot on my plate that I need to finish. I could see myself restarting it or continuing from that point. I'm not really sure. But that's a fun little game. I'm glad I got started on it. It definitely makes me want to go ahead and get the second and third when I can. So I'm just going to go to Amazon. Look at that PlayStation VR Worlds, because it was not. Well, ever so slightly more expensive. Amazon. Or actually, let me look at it at Best Buy. See if there's any way I could get it quickly. Discord did link me. It was only, yeah, it's only $10. Could have it available for pickup, not my closest store, but at another store. Yeah, why not? I could go pick it up there tomorrow. That wouldn't be that big of a deal. Why not? Yeah, I can do that. Oh, wow. And my Gamers Club is stacking on top of that. So it's only $8.
Eight bucks.
Oh, wow, PlayStation VR is rated mature. It's at the slightly further away store, but I could pick it up tomorrow.
What?
PSVR Worlds.
Oh, is it at your store?
It's at the next closest store.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I could pick it up tomorrow, but if everything else would be like, it wouldn't be here till like Friday.
Oh.
Or I could pick it up at another store like next week. But it's probably like 20 or so minutes to get there. It's not that big of a deal. So I'll just do that, and then maybe I'll look and see if they got any other VR games for cheap. But it's only $8 because the Gamers Club deal stacks on top of that.
See, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it's just a good thing to have. Like, when I add it to my backloggery, would it just be null or what?
I put it as null. Yeah, I mean, each game you can play through each game. Like, there's a trophies and everything, and there's ones where you interact a lot with it. There's one where you're like driving this like mech through like an asteroid field and stuff. It's kind of awesome, and like the aiming is like head tracked, so you shoot like where you're looking. It's pretty cool.
All right. Well, is that gonna do it tonight?
They're gonna wrap it up. I mean, it could. 11:10.
I'm just tired.
Yeah. Well, we'll
be back next Sunday. Look for this controller episode one way or the other. Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing everything we can to make it happen.
Sandy is looking at me like, oh my gosh, like something exciting is going on. I don't know. I don't know what she thinks she heard. All right.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for all the donations. Thanks for watching.
Yep.
Next week.